What's up, guys? This is Miu. So I'm going to answer a questionnaire by Rose Medallion. A silly questionnaire for the masses. Number 1. If you could be any alien race, what would you be? Well, I want to be Devilukians, or at least that was what it's called. It was from anime and manga, Turabru. So basically they were like the succubus of aliens, and they have like these cute little devil wings and have this cute little devil tail, and they have different kind of power. The big sister Lala is an inventor, and then she can produce this amazing and often hilarious inventions that was kind of resulted in disaster sometimes. So, and the little sisters, one of them is like have animal inclination, and one of them has a plant power inclinations. Okay, so the next questions. Number 2. We all know a cop is a subscriber to TD, person who's as always fucking someone else, whatever that is. Usually in a controlled consensual scenario. Would you rather A, be the partner fucking a third party, B, the person being chucked, or C, be the third party? I'd rather be the third party because, well, in a hypothetical situation when someone like want to ask for threesomes, and then they were like already in a relationship, you know what, it can seriously break it up. So if it's really really unavoidable, I would prefer to be the third person because I knew that I wouldn't break the couples up, if that makes sense or something. Yeah. So that's it. And I'd rather be the third person. I think it's called some kind of unicorn something. I don't know. Okay. So number 3. What is your favorite flower? Well, it must be rose because I love rose so much. I mean, like, I use rose perfume all the time. If anyone's wondering, lately I've been using rose perfume from The Body Shop, which I love the smell. It's pretty authentic her smell, but I couldn't figure out what the name of the perfume. Let me open it up. Oh, it was Atlas Mountain Rose. Yeah, it smells pretty good. I love it. Okay, moving along. Oh, Zelda or Mario? I never played Zelda before. Oh, I'm sorry with the offensive, but I never played Zelda before. So, Mario. Actually, I love watching this was like in YouTube. There were like I kind of forget which is the YouTuber, but you know the Mario level builder or something like that. So people are making puzzles of Mario. It's very difficult levels of Mario, and this YouTuber guy, he just solve it with trial and error, and it's very interesting to watch him do it. It's good. I'm going to forget the name, but yeah, that's pretty much it. You can probably find it on YouTube. It's entertaining to watch. Okay, number 5. If you could give one book to everyone on Earth, what would it be? What would it be? One book. In a hypothetical situation, I would prefer a book that was like uplifting and easy to read for everyone. I mean, like, it shouldn't be a hard to read book. I mean, like, it has to be an uplifting and inspirational book, and probably possibly illustrated books, and easy for even kids to read. But I can't think of it right now. So it's probably some kind of kids book, some kind of bedtime story book. Yeah, it's probably it. Okay, so who is your favorite animated character? Can you do their voice? Show me what you got. Lately I love this anime. It's called, maybe you guys are sick of it, sick of me saying this stuff, but I really really like this character from Yu-Gi-Oh! Senki anime, which is Tanya the Jurachov. So wait a minute, I'm going to look it up.
Sensei, 私たちは 国際表現になったり先生どうぞ先生も出ることに誓います帝国します帝国団は彼らに訓練する通路を攻撃します。
So that was pretty embarrassing. Okay, so moving on. Number 7, what is your favorite mobile game? Well, I have had some faces. Okay, I used to play Brave Frontier a lot. I mean, like, I was like so addicted to that. I mean, like, mobile games is, let me tell you this, mobile games are really dangerous things, okay? It's like, oh, fuck, if you have competitive streak at all, even just a little bit, and then you're going to want to spend some money on that. And I was like, fuck it, okay? So I only like to play just casual game that's just have some fun, like Sudoku or something. I mean, like, I used to play like something like Brave Frontier, and like, what was it called again? I played a lot of new things, but the Brave Frontier is like the most fun I ever had, but it cost me so much money. I mean, like, it's not that I need to spend money, but, you know, it's just, if I like something, it's hard for me to not want to, like, spend money on things that I like. But I don't want to do that anymore. So now I'm just going to play something that's just casual games. Okay, so number 8. What's your preferred method of caffeine delivery? Coffee, tea, soda? I love coffee. I love tea. Soda, not very much. But I drink exactly one cup of coffee in the morning and various cups of tea during the day. Well, I may be a caffeine addict, but, well, I love it, so it's kind of like pick your poison situation, I guess. Number 9, would you find it harder to give up sugar or salt? I find it harder to give up salt, because without salt, all my food will be tasteless. And there's even artificial sweetener that's in no way is a sugar to sweeten my food. So I would like to give, I would have no problem to give up sugar, but I will have a lot of problem on giving up salt, because it's what makes my food taste delicious. Number 10, how do you feel about pain in general and in the bathroom? In general, I don't like pain, but boyfriend has remarked that I maybe have some masochistic tendencies. I mean, I love it when he's being rough with me. So, and it was like, and also I really like spanking. So, I enjoy pain to a certain degree. So, that marks the end of the questionnaire. Thank you for listening.